All right. Let's look into the word here. We're going to deal with soaking your faith in the blood of Jesus. There are seven divine supernatural forces for your faith to operate in. Seven divine supernatural blood forces for your faith to operate in. Hear me? Seven supernatural divine blood forces for your faith to operate in. In Revelation chapter 12, it's our first opening, two opening in Revelation. Revelation chapter 12. Or look at one verse, or two verses there. Verses 10 through 12. Revelation chapter 12, verse 10 through 12. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of Christ. Salvation, strength, the kingdom, and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. I almost want to go on racism with that. Let me keep on going on. In verse 11, and they overcame him. Now notice this. By the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they love not their lives unto death. Then turn back to Revelation chapter 5. Revelation chapter 5. And we want to look at verse 12. We'll get a hold of this now. Saying with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb, that's talking about Christ, that was slain. That's talking about the cross, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Right? Yes, that's talking about blood too, right?
Yes, sir.
To receive, now these seven things, power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessings. Now listen to what we're talking about. Soaking your faith in the blood of Jesus. Here's what I want you to hear. This morning, this message, the Lord said it will stop all doubt, unbelief, worry, fear, stress, failure, limitation, and unhappiness. Who won't hear that?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
This message is designed when we get through today, as we soak our faith in each one of those blood forces, our faith gonna change into another level.
Yes, sir.
As you soak, it will stop all doubt. It will stop all unbelief. It will stop all worry. It will stop all fear. It will stop all stress. So we're going to cover everything you're dealing with today. All limitation and all unhappiness. These seven divine supernatural blood forces for your faith to operate in. Now, take note of this fact. I'll look at two or three scriptures to help you with this before I go into the seven forces. Only the Holy Spirit can show you this marvelous revelation about your faith. Only the Holy Spirit is going to be able to show you this marvelous revelation about your faith, having no more doubt, no more limitation. Notice in Revelation chapter 1, verse 10. Revelation chapter 1, verse 10. These things are so important for these factors to manifest. In Revelation chapter 1, verse 10, it gives us a significant insight of this whole ordeal of this supernatural manifestation of the of your faith through the blood. John said, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and I heard behind me a great voice as of a trumpet. To receive this message, to receive these seven blood forces for your faith to work in, know they're already paid for, power already paid for, riches already paid for, wisdom already paid for, strength, honor already paid for, glory and blessings already paid for. They are powerful forces in the kingdom of God. But in order to relate to it, the 10th verse reveals something to us. What is revealing to us? What is revealing to us in the 10th verse? You have to be in the Spirit. Come on, look at the 10th verse again. Y'all moving slow. He said, you see, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and John did all the revelation for the churches. He heard some things. He saw some things because he was in the Spirit. There are things that the Spirit tried to reveal. If you're not in the Spirit, you're not going to be receiving it. It's not alphabetically, English-wise, academically-wise, psychological-wise. You won't be able to receive it. It's mental-wise. It's in the Spirit. So these seven forces that are already paid for, that are yours already. I mean, if you look back in Ephesians 1:3, look back at Ephesians 1:3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with, now know, with all what? Spiritual blessing. So spiritual blessing has to be received in the Spirit. Are you following me? And here the Lord revealing to us how to soak our faith in the blood of Jesus. And these seven blood forces become ours. Look in Philippians 1:19. It'll help you again. Philippians 1:19. I have to walk you through this because when we get into these things, I want you to be ready to these seven blood forces that cannot be stopped. Watch this. I want you to write this down. Here are seven blood forces that you can soak your faith in that can't be stopped because they're already where they're going. That'll dawn on you next week. They're already there. They can't be stopped. See, it's already done. It's already paid for. The power is already paid for. It's already there. There's nobody can curtail this power. They can't. There's no way to stop that force. They can't curtail riches because you're already there in the blood. See, say I'm already there.
I'm already there.
In the blood. I'm already in all seven of those places. In the blood. You see it? Now look at Philippians 1:19. For I know that this shall turn to my salvation through your prayer and what? The supply of the Spirit. Underline that. The supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ. You have to understand that these things operate, the things in the blood operate from the supply of the Spirit. You're not going to be able to function in them from the flesh or from the natural or from mental. They're a supply. They have to be through the supply of the Spirit. And then you know Romans 8:14. We'll start in those forces in a few minutes. As many as led by the Spirit of God, they're the sons of God. Their sonship become manifested. Are you following me? So this first force, go back to Revelation 5. Let's look at it a minute. I'll deal with these forces that we're soaking our faith in. In Revelation 5:12, saying with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb Let everybody say, "Worthy is the Lamb." Say it again.
Worthy is the Lamb.
All right, there was slain to receive. To receive. He wasn't just slain. He was slain to receive. Again, now I'm going to say it another way now. These supernatural forces, these divine forces that only can be contacted by the Spirit. Yes. All right? Now, the spirit of faith in 2 Corinthians 4:13 cannot work without these forces.
Yes, sir.
See, the spirit of faith. So here, the first force that I have to soak my faith in is power.
Yes, sir.
Power, supernatural power. Power that cannot be denied. Power that can't be blocked. Power that can't be stopped.
Yes, sir.
This power that Jesus paid for on the cross is a power that cannot be denied. So, when you go back to Ephesians 1:3, Paul said, "Blessed be the God who has blessed us with all spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ Jesus." One of the blessings was that power. But if Paul knew that the natural man, the normal man, the educated man, the psychological, scientific man could not pull this out to understand what God was meaning. So in that same chapter, he revealed that power in a prayer. Let's go to it. In Ephesians chapter 1, verse 15, you will not be able to operate in this power if you don't understand this revelation. Ephesians, hallelujah. Ephesians. Your life will never be the same. There's a few things I'm going to put in your life this morning. I got a note page I'm going to go to in a few minutes and drop a few things in your life. Hallelujah, and hope and pray that the Holy Ghost fall in this place and fall in your home, and miracles and signs and wonders and the supernatural, wherever you're sitting in your house, start happening. There's no distance in the spirit. Now, in Ephesians chapter 1, here, in verse 15. Now we're dealing with this power. This is a special power,
yes, sir,
that my faith can operate in. But this power only functions by revelation. If you don't have the revelation, the power can't function. You can't, this cannot be a statement.
Yes, sir.
It has to be a revelation ready to work in your life. He says, now Paul said, now y'all not going to be able to take the book of Ephesians unless I pray this prayer with you. He said, the church at Ephesus, y'all not going to be able to understand what I got to tell y'all unless I pray this prayer. Same thing hold true yet this morning. Wherefore I also, 15 verse, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus. Now notice what they got. Faith in the Lord Jesus and love unto all the saints. So there's two things, faith and love. You see it? Now Paul said, I cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayer, because I'm going to have to pray you up now. And this is what I'm going to pray, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, I'm headed toward the power, the first, we're headed toward the power. Everybody say power.
Power.
All right.
Hallelujah.
And your faith got to have power. You cannot be operating in powerless faith. He says, wherefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love unto all the saints, cease not to give thanks unto you. Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is powerful. For you making a mention of you in my prayer. Now notice what he said in verse 17, because we're working toward that power. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you, now notice, the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding, here it is, verse 19. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power, exceeding greatness of his power to us what who believe. You see it? According to the working of his mighty power. And notice he tells us about the power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly place, far above all principality and power and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also this was to come. Now also, now, three things you have to understand here. Your calling, Ephesians 3, he prays another prayer. Because he found out the first prayer was part, but he got to pray another prayer. The calling, the inheritance, and the power. Go to Ephesians 3, I'm not satisfied. Ephesians 3. Ephesians 3. I want to show you this. In that 20th verse of Ephesians 3, he prays another prayer. I'm not going to go through it. But he says, at the end of that 20th verse, do you see the last statement in that 20th verse? According, Ephesians 3:20, to the power that worketh in us. See, the power can be available, but we've got to know how to yield and let that power work in us. Now, three powers. Yeah, the power of the cross, the power of the resurrection, and the power of the Holy Ghost. Power of the cross. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 23 and 24. Power of the resurrection. Philippians 3:10. Power of the Holy Ghost. Acts 1:8. Those three powers are available there. That in that power that he received in Revelation 5:12, that our faith can soak in, is the power of the cross, the power of the resurrection, and the power of the Holy Ghost. We can go home right now. Those three powers. Let's look at the power of the cross in 1 Corinthians. I could tell our master. 1 Corinthians. I'm going to preach to the glory of God. I'm going to shout. And then we'll be out of here. Ooh, glory. 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians chapter 1. Thank you, Lord. Verse, we're talking about the power of the cross. Uh-huh. Verse 23. But we preach Christ crucified. Unto the Jews, a stumbling block. And unto the Greek, foolishness. But unto them which are called, both Jew and Greek, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God. The cross is the power of God and the wisdom of God. And we soak our faith in the power of God and in the wisdom of God. Can I get an amen out there?
Amen.
Then in you go to Philippians 3:10. Mm-hmm. Philippians 3:10. You brought your shouting glow.
Right.
Philippians 3:10. That I may know him.
Right.
But not just knowing him. And the power of his resurrection.
Right.
That I might know him. You see it? Power of his resurrection. And then you know what Acts 1:8 said, power of the Holy Ghost. But you shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost is come upon you. So the three aspects of the power is the power of the cross, the power of the resurrection. You put all three of those power in the power of faith. And your faith is undeniable. Can you see that? So that is the power. Now, turn to 2 Corinthians, a lot of scripture. Turn to 2 Corinthians now. When we talk about the second one, that the second blood force, riches, the second, then Revelation 5:12, riches. When you turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 8, hallelujah,
hallelujah,
I'm preaching better than y'all shouting. Chapter 8, verse 9. For ye know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. That though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, that ye through his poverty might be rich. Soak your faith in that. Soak your faith in that. Soak all those persons who deny that God wants us to be blessed And God, you can be what you want to be. You can have what you want to have. And you can do what you want to do.
Yes, sir.
Soak your faith in that. Know that you can be what you want to be. You can have what you want to have. And you can do what you want to do.
Yes, sir.
Soak your faith in that.
Yes, sir.
That he became poor that you can soak in it.
Yes, sir.
Wallow in it. Do whatever you want in it. Have it. Notice also Philippians 4:19, it says, my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Soak your faith in that.
Yes,
soak your faith in that. And then I move on. The third force is wisdom. I want to stop and pause and hit you real strong here. In this teaching, in understanding this, satanic forces will bow to your faith from this day forward.
Yes, sir.
Learning how to soak your faith in these seven forces, satanic forces, will bow to your faith from this day forward. Amen?
Amen.
Say it, satanic forces
will
bow to my faith from this day forward. Secondly, your soul will become strong in faith. Your soul, not only your spirit, but your soul will become strong in faith when you're soaking in. Thirdly, get these. You will become, no, that's the fourth one, third one. Your faith supply requests will run your cup over. When you're operating in these seven forces, your faith supply requests will run your cup over. Whatever you're asking for, you don't give you too much. Number four. You will become stabilized. Somebody might be shaking a little bit out there. You will become stabilized in all the affairs of your life from this day forward. As you soak in these blood forces, soak your faith in these blood forces. I just went to another page to give you some stuff before I go to the other four or five forces and we'll close. In soaking your faith in these blood forces, the blood of Jesus will embrace the protection of the shield of faith in every affair in your life. All shut doors about to swing open.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Say it. All shut doors in my life are about to swing open. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You got it. You got to say it with belief, you know. All shadows in your life is about to turn into substance. Everything in my faith that doubt God must be exterminated today. As I soak in blood. And to operate in faith properly, you must keep a renewed mind. Let's go to wisdom. Turn to Luke chapter 2. Glory to God, verse 40. Here, wisdom, here's the secret of Jesus' ministry. Jesus revealed the secret of his ministry of keeping his faith soaked in wisdom. The child grew. Notice it. And waxed strong in spirit. Filled with wisdom. And the grace of God was upon him. You see it? See, he kept his faith soaked in that blood force called wisdom. That's why he died and provided it for us so we can do the self-same thing. He was able to soak because he was holy. He had no sin. But he came, when he died, he made us holy. So whatever he did, we can do it. Notice that. He waxed strong in spirit, filled with wisdom. Go to the 52nd verse. Go to the 57th verse, Luke 2, 52. See it again. See the secret of Jesus' faith. And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. He soaked his faith in wisdom. Oh, soak your faith in wisdom. Stop worrying about it. The wisdom, wisdom going to give your faith non-physical light. You didn't catch it. None. You're going to see things that you can't see normally. It looked like the problem is not over. But as you soak your faith in wisdom, you're going to see the finish line. You're not going to believe to. You're capable now of believing from. You're already there. Are you following me? If God said it, that's selling. Come on. Come on. Strength. Strengths. I soak my faith. I'm about to shout. In strength. Philippians 4:13. What did it say? Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ, not in my own strength. I have supernatural strength, which strengthened me. I soak my faith in the blood of strength. Look at Ephesians 6:10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Woo! I'm getting stronger and stronger every day. Say it. Then my brothers and sisters, we go to honor. Honor. I soak my faith in the blood of honor. Philippians 4:8. Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. Many scriptures. Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. Finally, brother, whatsoever things are true.
Yes, sir.
Woo! I soak my faith in the truth.
Yes, sir.
And the truth have set me free.
Yes, sir.
Whatsoever thing are honest, I soak my faith in honesty. Whatever things are just, I soak my faith in the righteousness of God. Whatever things are pure, I soak my faith in pureness. Whatever thing I love, I soak my faith in loving it. Whatever things of good report, I soak my faith in good report. I'm not going to accept this report. The report I'm going through right now is not the right report, so I won't accept it. I soak my faith in a good report.
Yes, sir. Come on, sir.
And I praise the Lord.
Yes, sir.
Jesus paid for, has already paid for. And I like this scripture here, Jeremiah 33:9. We're talking about Jeremiah 33:9, soaking your faith in honor. and it shall be to me a name of joy. Think about your portion of life now, a praise and a honor. That's what the Lord said, be to me before all the nation of the earth. Look what he said. Well, shall hear all the good they are doing to them. And they shall fear and tremble for all the goodness and for all the prosperity that I put on them. You see, that's the honor of God. Let God do something good for you. How many of y'all want to let God do something good for you this morning? Let God do something good for you. He'll do it for you. He's a good God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's soak in the glory. Now, yeah, you read John 17 to 23. You see Jesus praying that high priestly prayer And he said to the Lord, give them the glory that I had, the glory that you've given me. You read that. I'm going to go on because I want to show you something else. And then number seven, the blessing. Now, I believe that Jesus, the blessing was laid out in Matthew chapter 5. When he gave those eight or nine things, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Huh? Blessed are the peacemaker, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. I mean, on and on, blessing after blessing after blessing. And at the end of each blessing, Matthew chapter 5, you inherit something. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are the man, blessed is the man or woman who know they can't make it by themselves. That's what the poor in spirit mean. Yeah, that's what it means. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. So seven blood forces that cannot be stopped, for they're already where they are going. Believing in the blood of Jesus, set your faith in the realm of the supernatural. Your faith boldness is coming off the hook this morning. All blindness is removed from your faith now. You hear? In this setting, I'm going to give you some more things now. You'll know how to exercise and stabilize your faith. Get those two words. Exercise. See, it's one thing to exercise your faith, but it's another thing to stabilize it. Or in other words, hold it in place. Hold fast to your confession of faith without wavering, for he is faithful to the promise. So your faith has to be, this blood going to stabilize your faith. In other words, when you talk about Hebrews 11 and 1, it said, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and evidence of things not seen. The word substance means realization. The word evidence means confidence. Now, look at Romans 8, verse 24. I want to share this on you, then I'm going to close. Romans 8, 24. Oh, my. For we are saved by hope. But hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man sees, why do he yet hope for it? See, we had to put hope in the right place here. Yes, see, oh, my goodness. You can't hope for what you see. And then also understand, please understand this, faith knows this. In 2 Corinthians 4:18, faith knows this. What we see is temporary. Especially the Lord said to me like this, what you see you don't want is temporary. Because your faith is about to change it. So, write this down. I must create a lifestyle of faith no matter what things look like. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. We walk by faith, not by sight. I must create a lifestyle of faith no matter what things look like. Yes, sir. No matter what things look like. And I'll change everything. Yes, in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 7, faith called for divine partnership. Working on things you've never seen yet. Faith called for divine partnership. I'm in divine partnership with God. In Hebrews chapter 11, 27, we preached the whole Bible this morning. Endurance is built in faith. Turn to that 27 for it. Endurance is built in faith. In other words, you don't give up. Endurance. You have to have endurance. If you're going to operate in it, you see, because sometimes in faith, it looks like it's not going to happen. But you got to stay in praise. As if it already has happened. Because sometimes the delay is testing you out. It's not that God couldn't do it no faster. But in training you, he got to see whether you're going to hold fast. Not letting nothing shake you. That's the only way you become stronger. I thank God that he didn't answer me every time I asked him for something the next day. I thank God he let me made steps of faith. Because every time I made another step, I got stronger and stronger. Some of y'all think God holding something back from you. But he just, no, he's not holding nothing back from you. He's making you where you can go to the next level. And the next level. And the next level. And the next level. And the next level. He want to see how long you're going to trust him. He want to see if it get dark, you still can see. He want to see that if everybody tell you you're not going to make it, you keep going in the same direction because you're not no longer believing, you know. I got a clue. Just look at it, 11:27. This thing's so powerful, man. 11:27. By faith, he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. How he endured? As seeing him that is invisible. How you see him that is invisible? Through faith. By faith, with faith, you see. You see, when you're talking about seeing him that is invisible, you see the result. Because him who is invisible can't fail. Faith open our eyes. Faith open our vision. Faith enable us to see that I'm not a black man. I'm not a Negro. I'm not a colored man. I'm not a nigger. And I'm not a slave. I'm a man. So don't call me black no more because I ain't going to answer you. You listen to the other part of the tape, you feel where all that come from. I just throw it in on you because it's still rolling around in me. And then according to Hebrews 3:6 and Hebrews 6:19, make sure your hope is anchored. And then in Romans 5:1-5, come on, I'm going to have y'all studying at home. Romans 5, understand why hope will not make you ashamed. And according to Romans 4:18, stop trying to have faith without hope. Your faith needs the revelation of hope of his calling. Of his calling. Ephesians 1:18 and Philippians 1:20. Then in 1 Thessalonians 5:8, keep your hope hammered on. Turn to that one. Keep your hope hammered on. Don't let things be banging up against your head when you're believing for something. Keep your hope. Keep your hope hammered on. Turn to 1 Thessalonians 5:8. 1 Thessalonians 5:8. I'm about to close. 1 Thessalonians 5:8. Hallelujah. I preach myself happy. I just got about five more things to tell you. But let us who are of the day Be sober. Put on a breastplate of faith. All right. I got my breastplate of faith on. I got my breastplate of love on. But then say, and for a helmet, the hope of salvation. See, the helmet of hope. Keep it on. Ooh. Keep your hope helmet on. That'd help somebody right there, right? And then here, having and keeping full aware or full assurance of your hope. Hebrews 6 and 11. Go back to verse 3 and verse 6. I'm not going to. Turn to 1 Peter 1:21. That your faith and hope might be in God. I'll preach 9 sermons a day. I feel good. It's Father's Day. Hallelujah. And I ain't no longer in bondage with this racism stuff. Who by him do believe in God that raised him up from the dead and give him glory, that your faith and hope, that held together, you see that again?
Yes,
might be in God. That your faith and hope. Who see that? Underline that. That your faith, not just your faith, your faith and hope, because you got a Hebrews 11 and 1 now. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, because you got to keep them both flowing. Your faith and hope got to stay together. You see that? Hope enable your faith not to believe for something, but to believe from something. Why? It's already yours. And when you apply faith and hope and love, nothing can stop you. So the major thing that these, go back to Revelation 5 and we'll close. These forces that are already paid for. You're soaking your faith in them. Every time your faith looks like it's running out of fuel, go to this verse.
Yes,
soak it. And then Revelation 5:12, saying with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb. He's worthy that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. Whew. I hope today that you heard, I quoted a lot of scriptures and give out a lot of points this morning, about 21 or 25 points. I gave you the scripture because I could not read all the scriptures to them. But when you read those scriptures, you're going to find out that your faith called for divine partnership, working on a thing that you never seen. Every head bowed. Father, we thank you today. We bless again the fathers all over the world, men all over the world. Since I don't have to distinguish between black men and white men no more, I can just bless all men. I thank you, Father. All men be blessed this morning. All brothers and sisters in Christ be blessed and be flush with pureness and wholeness and love from you this morning. All rocks be dropped. All rocks be stopped. We thank you right now. We thank you for total peace. We thank you for your remedy. Your remedy for racism have set in our heart. We've shared with the body of Christ, shared with every member of Word of Life, every member of LTMA, every member of the School of Ministry of Wayne. We're lighting the torches of ministry around the world. We're lighting the torches of people all around the world of all walks of life. We thank you so much for your love, your compassion, and your forgiveness. Flow from this ministry, flow from every member of Word of Life Christian Center. They flow with love for everybody, just like Jesus did, no matter what happened. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. We know we're covered by your grace. We thank you for every person that listened to us. We thank you for the many souls that were saved this week by the laborers being out in the harvest. We thank you many more will be saved this week by the laborers being out in the harvest. We pray that every member of Word of Life will join this team of laborers to witness the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you so much this morning. We thank you for people who are listening to this broadcast. We thank you that you're touching their heart right now, and that those who need to surrender to you, they felt your love for all mankind. They felt your fairness and your equalness for all mankind, and that they're the one who capable of receiving the prophetic word that was spoken to them this morning have changed their life forever. They are seeing everybody the same way. We thank you. The curse is removed. The blessing is flowing. We give you all the glory, all the praise, all honor. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Amen. Amen.